We're learning the fifth paragraph of the Shemona Esrei, the paragraph of Hashivenu, which is entitled the paragraph of Teshuvah, of repentance. Begin with the words of an unknown author, the Kolbo, which some claim was written by the author of the Orchos Chaim, Rav Aaron Bar Yaakov HaKohen. He asks, which is also the Gemara Megillah asks, Ma ra'u lomer Teshuvah achar bina? Why is this paragraph situated, juxtaposed to the paragraph before it of Bina, of asking for insight, for knowledge? So he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Ulavavo Yavin, that his heart, referring to the heart of the Jewish people, will know, they'll first have an understanding, then Vishavarapalo, by doing so, they'll be able to know, to shav, to do tshuva, and then in turn, they'll be healed for him. So we learn now from the words of the Kolbo that only once a person acquires knowledge, only then is one capable of recognizing one's mistakes to be able to do tshuva. Similarly, the Sefer HaMinhagos, which was written by Rav Asher Bar Shaul, who lived in France in the 14th century, he says the significance of this bracha is L'kayim kol torasecha, in order to be able to fulfill all the Torah and to be able to repent, a true, complete repentance, he says it's impossible to do so unless one has already acquired first the knowledge and the insight. And therefore we could learn from the Sefer HaMinhagos that the purpose of the gift of das, of knowledge, is like all things, not to be wasted, but rather to be utilized properly to come close to Hashem. Now it's brought down over here by the Tur. The Tur tells us that it's interesting if you look at the letters, the beginning of the bracha, as well as the end, we find that they share the same letter, the letter He. So the Tur tells us, "V'habracha maschelos behei musayemus behei hari yud." If you bring out your calculator, 5 plus 5 equals 10. So what's the significance of 10? Keneged yud yomim shebein rosh hashana, that the purpose of those 10 days is for a person to do tshuva. I was just speaking to someone that came up to me and he said, about a half hour ago, he said, no, Rabbi, I'm a Baal Tshuva. So I told him, I said, of course you have to be a Baal Tshuva. If you're not a Baal Tshuva, then you're a Rasha. Everyone has to be a Baal Tshuva. You always have to repent. And that's the significance of this bracha. The Hashivenu, the hay before it, and the last word, betshuva, ends with a hay, telling us that the significance of tshuva is not only on a Seris Mei Tshuva by the 10 days of repentance, but it's something which we have an opportunity to do all of our days. It's brought down by Rabbi Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman Kramer, who lived from 1720 to 1797, also known as the Gra, which is the Gon Rabbi Eliyahu, also known as the Vilna Gon. He explains that this bracha corresponds to the second Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us that there are three things that the world stands upon, the three pillars: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. He says that this bracha of Hashivenu is talking about these three pillars. And if we look at this bracha, we look at the first part. It says, Hashivenu Avinu L'Soras Secha, that we ask Hashem to bring us close to His Torah. V'karvenu Malkenu Avodah Secha, and in order of the Mishnah, we also ask Hashem that we should come close to the Avodah, to His service. And then in a moment we're going to explain the last part of Haksarina B'Seshuvah Shleim L'Fanecha is also going to be talking about Gemilas Chasadim. But the idea which we're going to establish greater, says the Vilna Gaon, is that the idea is that these are the three pillars of the world and three pillars that are supposed to be within ourselves. And sometimes, unfortunately, we may have fallen short of the mark in one of these areas, and therefore that's the significance of this bracha. But how is the last part of this bracha, the part which says, V'haksirenu b'seshuvah shleim ofanecha, how is this connected to Gemilas Chasadim? So I'd like to share with you the words brought down by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochar. He says as follows. He quotes the very end of Lamentations in Eicha, and he says the pasuk of Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, that Hashem should bring us back to you, and Hashem, and then in turn we will return to God. So he says in Hischanu Lachzar Sayalanu Shnei Tshuva Shleima, that if we make a few steps in the right direction, Hashem also will meet us part of the way. And this is certainly an element of gemilas chasadim, that we're saying that even if we are incapable of reaching this level of complete tshuva, we're asking you to help us, to give us this chesed, this kindness, that we should be able to reach a tshuva shlema, a complete repentance. I'd like to conclude with the words of the Aruch HaShem. The Aruch HaShem tells us there's no coincidence if we would count the amount of words in this paragraph. Yeshva tes vav tevos. He says that there are 15 words. Hashivenu avinu l'sorasecha, v'karvenu malkenu l'abrosecha, v'achzirenu b'seshuva shlema fanecha, then baruch ato Hashem, harotzeh b'seshuva. It's 15. So what's the significance of having 15 words in a paragraph which talks about tshuva? So he says that perhaps, as we might have heard the TV show, the seven heavens, that's something which we actually believe in Judaism. That there's such a thing as Zayin Rakia. There's seven heavens. He says, V'chein hevarim shebein rakia l'rakia. It's not that there's these seven spiritual heights, but there's actually some type of divide between these two, between these rakiot. Hari Zayin Evarim, Bein Rakia L'Rakia, V'Zayin Rakia, Hari Yodalad. So he says, between these seven heavens, there's this break in between, which equals 14. And what happens if a person is able to reach above those seven heavens? V'Kisei HaKavod L'Malamehem. And Hashem's exalted throne is above them. So therefore, the Kisei HaKavod Heim Tesvav. That's the significance of 15. And what exactly does this mean? So the way I understand this Aruch HaShem is as follows. That's coming to tell us that we really have the opportunity to have a tremendous connection, a Dveikus to Hashem. Unfortunately, the one thing which disconnects ourselves with a relationship to God is the fact that sometimes we fall short of the mark with regard to our Torah, our Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And therefore, what we're saying over here is that we want, through Teshuvah, to be able to break between this barrier of the 15, to be able to reach all the way up to the highest of heights. So may we all merit to, in fact, have this Teshuvah Shlema, and by doing so, we'll have achieved true Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with nothing separating us. May we all reach to the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbi Chanan ben Chashua, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zagzul Fichu, Charbaham, Tarmitz, Shnemar, Adonai Chafetz, Amansin, Koyadil, Turav, Yadir, Kaddish.